From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good Wednesday morning to you.
Hi, Mike.
Good. Now, we can cancel the recession because dairy's back.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm just looking at US share markets, actually, in the last few minutes. I've just gone into a little bit of a free fall. But yes, we've got some positive news on the global dairy trade auction. After, I think it's 12 negative or flat outcomes at the headline level, we got a positive number last night. So we've got to go back to May, I think. That's how long it's been falling. That index has fallen, the headline index has fallen to levels not seen since mid-2016. So 2.2% rise in the global dairy trade headline level. Milk powder, importantly, up 2.5%. So that's now sitting at an average price of $2,667 a metric ton. Now, bar a brief pop-up that we saw in July, those prices have been falling since April. And just to put that into context, so at $2,600, it was back at $3,300 a metric ton back then. So the price has also fallen back to sort of August 2016. So there'll be an audible sigh of relief, I think, given that most commentators have been marking down the projected farm gate price. But we need these prices to hold at these levels, and it looks like it's the good old supply demand issue that's come into play here. I mean, we've had good growing weather here in New Zealand. That's contributed to a higher level of milk production than expected, so we're going to get more milk out of New Zealand. But now we're starting to see European production slowing down, and there's been a slight reduction in volumes put up in the trade auctions as well. I mean, look, the futures contracts had been suggesting we were going to see a bit of a bounce. They haven't been that reliable lately, so we probably didn't want to hang our hat on that. But I don't know what's happening with buttermilk powder, Mike. I'm actually not entirely sure what buttermilk powder is, but it's up 16.9%. Yeah. And butter and anhydrous milk fat both up sort of around sort of, well, 2.7% and 3.9% respectively as well. So good news. We like that.
Cannot argue with that. Now, work me through how these interest rates work and why this is a looming sign for a US downturn.
Yep. So, well, let's work through this. So we're going to talk about US interest rates, and bear with me on this, because we want to talk about what's called the yield curve. And I'll explain, try and put this simply. If you look at current interest rates for different terms, so you start it overnight, then you go out 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, put those on a graph, and you get what's called a yield curve. Now, in normal circumstances, your overnight rate starts quite low, and then as the term increases, the rate goes up. So you get a higher rate for 5 years than you have for four. 4 year rate is higher than 3 year rate, and so on. But sometimes interest rates don't act like that. Sometimes the shorter rates go up and the longer term rates don't, and that's called the yield curve inverting. Now, it's usually a sign that you've got some inflation concerns because central banks are raising short-term rates. The thing is, Mike, before I think at least the last seven recessions in the US, we've seen the yield curve invert. But there are often quite long lags between when that yield curve inverts and when you see the recession. It can be as much as 2 years, but it has been a pretty consistent leading indicator of that. And we have seen that the issue you've got here, though, Mike, is which indicator do you look at? I personally follow the difference between the 10-year rate and the 2-year rate. The thing is, in the last couple of days, the 3-year rate and the 5-year rate have inverted. And there's a few commentators looking at that and saying, you know, we've got some warning signs here. Now, the Federal Reserve has a different indicator that they're on. And there was so much talk about this earlier in the year that they published the indicator that they look at. It's quite complicated. I haven't seen them update that for a while. It's not calling a recession at the moment. And if I look at the 10-year and the 2-year rate, it isn't negative just yet, but it is flirting with that 0 point. So even though the economy looks reasonably robust, you've got to keep an eye on this because a lot of people do. And it's giving us a leading indicator, warning sign that there might be some trouble in a year or 18 months' time.
Top tip, what are the numbers?
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on. I'm actually, literally, as I started sort of jotting these numbers down, the Dow Jones has fallen like a rock. It's down, it's now at 25,389. It's lost 438 points.
Fat finger?
So that whole trade... that trade rally we saw, that's all gone out the window. It's down 1.7%. S&P 500, 2747, also down about 1.4%. And the NASDAQ, 7285, has fallen 2%. So not sure what's going on there. We'll have to find out. FTSE 100, 7022, down 40. The Nikkei lost 538 points yesterday, 22036. Shanghai Composite, 2665, they were up. The ASX 200, they lost 58 points, 5713. And the NZX 50, we lost 10 points yesterday, so only a modest fall, closing at 8865. Kiwi dollar, 0.6939 against the US, 0.94. 0.37 Aussie, 0.6114 euro, 0.5451 pounds, 78.36 yen. Gold trading at $1,238, so up a bit there. And oil, $62.19 for Brent crude.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Keller here on the team at JMI Wealth. They are available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.